I asked him, I said, Tony, what do you think of social media? He's told me, try it. I tried it, and I just blew up automatically. I know people just love me, and I know you want me in LA.
Yeah. Consistency is the key to success, right? It becomes something that is contagious.
If you're authentic and true to yourself to a degree, you can put the humor in and be funny, right? People connect with you.
I am who I am, and that's what I show on social media. Oh, you can't meet a better guy than that.
Take the call, Tony. Yeah. Take the call.
Hold on.
We are back with a brand new episode, and we have been waiting for this one for a long time. We are joined today by the one, the only, Tony B. For those that don't know Tony, you are in for a real treat. And I do mean that. He's known to be honest and to the point, which is very, very refreshing in the real estate industry today. Tony, it is so good to have you on with us today. Before I even get started, how you doing, mate?
Good. Good. Very
excellent.
Busy.
So Tony, I watch you in bed laying next to my wife most nights. Did you think that when you started these real estate videos with the authenticity of Island Wild Realty, did you ever dream or think it was going to blow up the way that it did?
No, I just, Tony C, actually, I asked him, I said, Tony, what do you think of social media? He's told me, try it. I tried it. And I just blew up automatically. I don't know, people just love me. And I think my second video I had maybe 2 million hits.
Just absolutely remarkable. Why don't you just start by telling us about Tony B and how you got started in the real estate market?
Well, I initially was in a business before real estate. I owned a black car service. I had like 30 cars. I had about 100 people working for me. I was a big broker from Staten Island. Was one of our clients. We used to drive her around. She always spoke to me about getting into real estate. You'd be very good at it, this and that. Because I was, my forte in the business, the black car business, was going out and getting corporate accounts. So I was very successful at it. So when I decided to sell the company, because it was very overwhelming. That was a very, very stressful business.
Yeah.
So I sold the company, worked for that broker for about a year or a year and a half. And I'm a business entrepreneur. So I went and opened up my own company, Island Wide Realty, in 2003. And as you guys know, as when you're new in business, it's a struggle. So I went through that, but through all my contacts from the black car industry, I utilized, and they were gracious enough to give me business. And I'll never forget my first year in real estate. I had a couple, my two kids were home. They were small. I made no money at all. And then, like I'd say, about a week before Christmas, I closed on two buildings on Staten Island. My split, I made a $60,000 commission. I was hooked into the real estate game right there.
Hey, man.
And that's it, on and on. Business is not a straight line. You know, it's up, down. But we're doing very well now here at Island Wide Realty. I'm taking on more agents.
I love it.
Started a formula of my own over here at the business, and things are good. You know, no complaints. I could do whatever I want. That. I can go wherever I want now. I can, you know, when you make your money, you feel better. You know, that's the way it is. I still Amen. Work hard.
Good man, Tim.
I was just out yesterday. Me and Tony C. I listed four buildings. My social media is going off the hook. I'm getting phone calls every day. People want me to list their properties. People want to talk to me. You know, they want advice. And I became like a public figure.
You really did. I almost know your number off by heart. I think that
what is
the,
it? What is it?
It's 718-447-2100.
That's it. Now you're a real fan.
I'm telling you, man, I always, Dave and I, we give a lot of people a lot of advice. And one of the things that we always tell people over and over is that consistency is the key to success, right? You can't do something three times and expect it to work. You can't do something 10 times and expect to work. You got to do it over and over and over again. And the way that you've done these videos and mentioned Islandwide Realty and your phone number over and over and over again, it becomes something that is contagious. And I think it was really smart that you took that approach, but you've grown this great social media following in the recent years. Like, how did your content start getting real traction? Like, when did you start seeing that the numbers were rising, that the content was really gaining traction? What was that moment where it changed for you?
I'd have to say with Barstool Sports. They picked me up. I don't know if you know who they are.
Yep.
They're a big social media organization. And a friend of mine called me, says, what's going on? He goes, what's going on? He says, you're blowing up the internet. You're on Barstool Sports. And I just went to check, you know, and all of a sudden I seen my followers were like going bang, 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 bang. Everything was going up. Maybe a couple of weeks behind that, Channel 5 News put me on to a pretty long show. And my numbers just went up, up, up. And I guess Instagram, they like me. They get me into the algorithm. They like my reels. And the numbers go up. You know, but like you guys are saying, it's exactly true. Consistency.
Yeah.
The numbers always don't fly up. But you be consistent. And things start popping. And that's what happened with me.
I also think, Tone, I also think, by the way, thanks for being on. You are incredible. And I think the main thing is when you're true to yourself, you're authentic. You are Tony B, right? And people see authenticity. When James and I started on the show, you're kind of thrown into a deep end, right? And you put out a persona that you think people want to see, but people see through it. If you're authentic and true to yourself to a degree, you can put the humor in and be funny, right? People connect with you, right? And I think that is even just sitting here speaking with you for the short period of time, I can see that you're authentic, you're real, and you're pretty cool. I like the sunglasses, by the way.
But it's like, I got to ask you, like, Staten Island to a guy from London, I got no idea what Staten Island was before Tony B, if I'm being completely honest, right? But then I start watching your videos, you're dressed like this very regular guy, you're selling these properties, whether it's a place above a liquor store or a parking lot, or you're at your old limo spot. But there's this sort of way that you speak, and it's very tough guy, Tony B. Do you consider yourself a tough guy? Do you consider yourself someone that if they cross you, they might see the fist of Tony B? Or are you really just a regular good guy trying to make a hustle out of real estate?
I'm a regular good guy, but I grew up in a tough neighborhood. I've been around a lot of tough guys all my life. So I guess since I'm a kid, originally from the Lower East Side, I'll be 67 years old in April.
Wow.
So growing up on the Lower East Side, back from the 50s, through the 70s, you see a lot, you grow up, you learn how to handle yourself on the streets.
Yeah.
I'm an ex-boxer, you know, so tough father, tough uncles, you know, tough family, tough neighborhood. And that's how I built that exterior. But really, I'm the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm a great guy.
It shows.
I'll let you tell me that.
Yeah. I do. Honestly, I think that's why people have truly taken to you. And I believe that authenticity comes through in your persona when you're speaking. Yes, like you said, you have the tough guy exterior, but interior, inside is what matters. And there's something very humanizing hearing you talk or do a real estate video where you're coming from a place of honesty and truth and humility.
You know, I can't change who I am. I cannot change who I am. So that's, I am who I am, and that's what I show on social media.
Yeah.
People don't understand me. No, they don't understand, really, I'm a nice guy. I'm not a, I get comments constantly. Are the bodies in the garage? Well, I don't want to get beat up. You threaten the people, you know. Not true.
Look, it's 2024, and your real estate tech needs to keep up with the times. Fortunately, we leverage BT Pro. The name says it all. BT Pro empowers professionals like us with everything that we need to stay ahead of the game. Everything from lead gen to a smart CRM, automation tools, AI capabilities, and what we love is the white glove 24/7 support. Go ahead and claim $250 in free leads by visiting insiderealestate.com/blueprint using the promo code blueprint. That's insiderealestate.com/blueprint.
Have you been to LA, Tony, recently?
LA? Never.
Yeah.
Never been. But if I come out there, I'm going to come see you guys, of course.
We would hope so. We would like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So obviously you've taken the Staten Island market by storm, right? I think if you're a seller in Staten Island, you're giving Tony B a shot, that's for sure. But does Tony B have any big dreams of working in another market? And what would Tony B look like selling homes in Los Angeles?
Be the same Tony B coming out of New York. I'd just be in a different state.
Yep.
Well, we did it. We did it from London.
We did. We most certainly did. Do you see yourself going into other markets outside of Staten Island?
Yes. Because we're currently looking. I'm originally from Manhattan, 12th Street and First Avenue in the East Village. And we're currently looking for a location now. We looked at a couple of different storefronts on the Lower East Side, in East Village.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my next step, to expand into Manhattan. So I know people in my neighborhood. I know building owners have a great following in the city.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm expanding into Manhattan.
Love that. It's a no.
You
it's
want
a
me in
no
LA,
brainer.
Right? I know you want me in LA.
Yeah. Come on over, Tony B. We'll get you a 310 area code, and you can do your thing here. I gotta
be
ask though,
out with you guys, that's for sure.
1,000%. What's the most? You've got all this press. You've now got partnerships. I think you're now promoting on Clash of Clans game. You're really stepping outside of real estate. What's the most surreal thing that has happened to you? Do you get recognized in public? Like, tell us how that looks for Tony B today.
I can't walk into a restaurant without somebody coming over to me. I can't I walk down the street, someone will scream out of that car, Tony B.
There's the power of social media. It used to be on TV and that's what would happen. Now, the fact that you can make your own channel and upload your own content and gain such a following to that extent to become a celebrity, which you are, Tony B. No camera crew, no production, just authentic, real
Clash
Tony
of Clans
B.
Did a show with me. I'm on the Clash of Clans.
Yep.
And they... No, the heavy production. They're really high end. Impractical Jokers shot reels with me. They were talking about a reality show, and they're still considering it. Didn't happen. Ogilvy and Smugglers, one of the top production companies in the country. You know, camera crews, They closed off the whole block here by my office. Literally, had the permits to close off the street just to do the videos with me. Now, I've been fortunate, you know, to have people reach out to me. You know, I've done had to go out of state a few times. I sell merchandise online. People buy my shirts and my hats like hotcakes. I'm on Cameo. Every day I'm doing small reels for Cameo. I mean, it's on and on.
I love it.
And
it's on and on.
Social media became like a job to me, something I have to keep following up on. It's hard to just, you know, walk away from 50,000 followers, you know?
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah. My real estate business is booming as a result. I get phone calls every day. So, and I also get prank calls. Yeah.
Who would dare prank call you?
At least one or two a day, you know, they'll call up.
Wow.
You know, try to imitate me on the phone. Or they'll call up and, you know, make believe they want a property. They'll call up sometimes and curse me, you know. Whatever. That's part that comes along with the fame.
It does.
You know, it's part
it
of
does.
It.
It does. 100%.
We absolutely love it. Let me ask you this, Tony. Who is Tony B outside of real estate, outside of social media? How do you like to spend your free time?
Well, I hook up a lot with Tony C. We'll go out to dinner. We go out with our wives to eat. You know, we go to restaurants. I enjoy going to restaurants. I have friends that own a lot of friends that own restaurants. We go to the restaurants, hang out, you know, spend time with my wife. Go maybe go for a little trip. I go to the gym. And that's about it.
Are you still boxing, Tony B?
Huh?
Are you still boxing?
No, but I hit the bag.
Oh, okay. I used to box, not like you probably, but you have Freddie Roach's set up here.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah. So I walked in once, I remember. First time I ever was ever going to box. I said, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to box. And I stood there, and this guy behind the counter, very nice guy, I didn't know who the f*** he was, right? And I was like, I want to box. And he's like chatting to me, and he's like, okay, this is what you need to do. I'll get you set up over there. And then I like looked behind him, and there was like a photo on the wall of him with Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. But it was him, right? It was him. I said, is that you? He goes, yeah. I go, oh. And then I just turned away, and he set me up with a guy that I was training with. I said, who is that guy? He goes, that's Manny Pacquiao's trainer. That's Freddie Roach. He's a legend. The fact that I walked into his gym, he was behind the counter, humble as anything. Do you know what I mean? Helping me out. And he is an absolute, like, he's huge, huge. Right? Was kind of cool. It's a good way to start off my first boxing session with Freddie Roach. So there you go.
Oh, you can't meet a better guy than that.
Take the call, Tony. Yeah, take the call. Hold on. Take the call, Tony.
Oh, this is let's my see wife. Watch this. Yes, honey.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, the phone fell on the floor.
All right.
You're
I'm in the office. I'm on the video podcast.
I'm sorry.
All right. Everything's all right? Everything's all right?
No, everything's okay. I just went to pick up, I gotta pick up that paper. Listen, you have to hang up because my phone fell on the floor and I cannot grab it. I'm driving.
All right, good. I'll call you. I'll call you back, all right?
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Tony.
Tony B, how long have you been married for, Tony B?
30 years.
Wow.
Good man. As you know, we're both huge advocates of building strong relationships with your clients. This is especially important when the market is changing, as your ability to connect is what stands you apart. As you ramp up your marketing activity in 2024, it is so important that you're available to capture every single opportunity in real time. No matter when your leads and clients reach out, the best way to show that you care is with a real person answering your phone and providing great service every single time.
After all, real estate is about real people. That's where Simor comes in. Day or night, Simor's five-star property receptionists are by your side, answering your calls, qualifying your leads, and scheduling your appointments. Simor also comes with a range of leading technology. The service integrates with the CRM and systems that you use every day, meaning that you never miss a message, a lead, or an appointment ever again.
Game changer, guys. As you ramp up in 2024, the Simor team has got your back. 24/7 availability at such a small fraction of the cost of hiring somebody in-house. Better yet, as a Simor partner, we have a promo code for everybody listening right now. Go to signmore.com/James and David. That's signmore.com/James and David to get a 30% off your first 3 months on Signmore's best value plan. Thank you so much. Guys, we unfortunately are coming up to the time where we got to wrap it up. Second wife, bloody hell, you've been around the block then, Tony B. I cannot thank you enough for your time. I cannot congratulate
you
enough on all of your success. But before we go, is there any parting wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners today? Anything you want to pass along to them?
Work hard. Don't stop. Get out there every day. Don't lay on the couch. Don't lay in the bed. Put your feet on the ground. Get out. Especially in real estate, you're not going to make no money at home. It's out there.
Amen. Amen.
Now, before we officially wrap it up, we got to hear the name of the company and the telephone number, Tony. Wrap it up and send us away.
Tony B here, Islandwide Realty, 718-447-2100, Islandwide Realty.
Unbelievable. Thank you for joining us. We would love to have you back. Do this again sometime.
And if you are with you guys, ever,
if we appreciate it, if you're ever in LA with Tony C or your wife or whoever, you come find us and we're taking you for the finest Italian meal you can find here in LA, Tony.
I keep that in mind, gentlemen. If you come to New York City, I'm your man. Give me a call.
Yes.
718-447-2100.
Hey.
God bless you, Tone. God bless you. Such a pleasure.
Gentlemen. Thank you very much.